It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast. It's time to go bowling. Let's pick up some strikes and spares. Yes! Beginning this Saturday, December 16th, it's time to begin the annual 2.5-week dash to the finish line called the College Football Bowl season. An incredible 82 of the 133 available FBS teams are going to see action during these 41 bowl games. It begins this Saturday with 6 games. The early matchups primarily feature some teams that are fortunate just to be playing this one extra game. And the bowl season will conclude on January 1st, 2024, with 2 games at the end involving the 4 teams selected by the high and mighty College Football Playoff Committee to play in the national semifinal games. And those 2 winners are going to face off for the championship 1 week later on January the 8th. And yes, I am still upset about Florida State being left out of that final 4. If you're a fan of 13-0 ACC champion Florida State, your Swamp Swami here has already suggested that you should not watch the 2 national semifinal games on January 1st or the finals the week later on January the 8th. It's the least that we can do to remind ESPN and all of its influence over the playoff committee that every game does matter. 2 12-1 teams, Texas and Alabama, were selected ahead of 13-0 Florida State. And no, I'm not over it just yet. I will not watch either of those 2 games, nor will I report on them afterwards. I believe that Texas and Alabama both have terrific teams, and it wouldn't surprise me in the least if both the Longhorns and the Crimson Tide should win their games and meet again in a rematch for the national title if Texas downs 13-0 Washington and Alabama beats the number 1 seed 13-0 Michigan. Florida State was railroaded right out of this year's Final Four strictly because Alabama is going to bring a few million extra viewers to watch ESPN's hour of advertisements during their national semifinal game with Michigan. Paul Feinbaum, shame on you. I listened to you last week and again today on the SEC Network as you defended the College Football Playoff Committee's choice of Alabama. He told more than one caller over the last week that the money paid to each team was already in the bank, so it really didn't matter which teams made the field. Well, for each of the 4 teams selected, that part is absolutely true. The annual payment to be made to each team, which Paul Feinbaum's employer, ESPN, previously negotiated with the College Football Playoff Group. However, and a big however, ESPN's own bank account is going to be replenished and fattened by the College Football Playoff Committee's choice of 12-1 Alabama over 13-0 ACC champion Florida State for that 4th and final spot in the playoffs. Alabama's name recognition around the country and their fan base is going to ensure that millions more Bama viewers, those who love the Crimson Tide and those who don't, are going to watch that game against Michigan than if Florida State had been playing in the ballgame. And yes, ESPN took a big risk with their contract to guarantee so much money to broadcast these games. Getting Alabama into this year's playoffs, though, means significantly more viewers and ad revenue for ESPN to defray that huge investment cost to cover the College Football Playoffs. Florida State fans, you need to give ESPN's national semifinal games and the championship game the week later the tomahawk chop. Do not watch those games. Send ESPN a really big message. Your SwampSwamiSports.com 2023 Bowl Game TV Viewing Guide, though, is here right now. After the end of the regular season, I have ranked all 133 of the FBS college football teams based on their number of wins in the season and their win over the team which had the best record that played against them this year. Before I give you the entire lineup or how to find them, let's go over the 5 closest matchups based on my rankings from SwampSwamiSports.com. Number 1 closest ranking matchup. In the Peach Bowl on Saturday, December 30th, it'll be number 17 Ole Miss at 10-2 going up against number 18 Penn State, also 10-2. This will be a matchup of the SEC's offensive powerhouse Ole Miss against a very solid defensive team for the Big Ten in Penn State. 1-point differential in those 2 teams. Our second closest matchup in the bowl season will be the Boca Raton Bowl. That's coming up on Thursday, December the 21st. That matches number 77 South Florida, against number 78, Syracuse. Both of those teams are 6-6. Now, neither squad beat a team with a winning record in 2023, so this should be a very equal battle of two lousy teams. The third closest ranking of two teams will be in the Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa on Friday, December the 22nd, matching number 63, the University of Central Florida, UCF, against number 65, Georgia Tech. Both of those teams come in 6-6. Our fourth closest matchups of the bowl season will come in my hometown's Independence Bowl on Saturday, December 16th in Shreveport. It'll be number 64-rated Texas Tech against number 67-rated California, the Golden Bears. They're both 6-6. Now, this bowl game in Shreveport's been around since 1976. And our fifth closest bowl game matchup of all the bowl games will be on Tuesday, December 26th, as the Guaranteed Rate Bowl. Yep, that's the name. The Guaranteed Rate Bowl takes place with number 30, UNLV, against number 33, Kansas. UNLV coming in at 9-4, Kansas at 8-4. Those are your five closest games, but what about the biggest blowout mismatches that we should have that you could probably take a nap and not watch at all? So check out these games. Our first biggest possible blowout will be in the Fenway Bowl in Boston on Thursday, December 28th, between my number 10 team, SMU, at 10-2, against the number 73-rated Boston College Eagles at 6-6. That's a 63 ranking differential in that game. Yes, BC is playing in their hometown of Boston, but they are 6-6 for a good reason. Our second largest spread differential comes in the Military Bowl on Wednesday, December 27th. That matches number 13 Tulane at 11-2 against the number 72-ranked team in my survey, the Virginia Tech Hokies, at 6-6. Now, the game is going to be played in Maryland, a little closer to Virginia Tech fans. Unfortunately, it's probably not going to help them on the field. Our third possible biggest blowout is coming in the Myrtle Beach Bowl on Saturday, December 16th. That matchup is number 26 on my rankings, Ohio University, at 9-3, going up against number 71, Georgia Southern, at 6-6. Now, Georgia Southern's pretty close, and their fans should make this more of a home game for them, but Ohio U comes in on a four-game winning streak. The fourth biggest possible blowout may not really be that way, but on my numbers currently, that's the way it works. On Monday, January 1st, it's the ReliaQuest Bowl. Number 22, LSU, at 9-3, is going up against number 57, Wisconsin, at 7-5. The big warning here is LSU's quarterback is now the Heisman Trophy winner, Jaden Daniels. It's possible he'll play, but more likely that he won't because he's heading to the NFL. But still, with LSU's backup quarterback Garrett Nussmeier, I think LSU should pull out this win. And our fifth possible biggest blowout comes in Texas at the Frisco Bowl on Tuesday, December 19th, as my number 42 team, UT San Antonio, at 8-4, goes up against the Sun Belt's number 76-rated Marshall University at 6-6. It's going to be a blowout. As far as my personal best picks for bowl viewing, I write these bowls down and I'm going to watch all of these. Number one pick is Friday, December 29th. I think the Cotton Bowl is going to be exceptional. And remember, these are my rankings. Number 9, Ohio State at 11-1 versus number 19, Missouri of the SEC at 10-2. Both of these teams come into the game with something to prove. And it's also going to be a Big Ten versus SEC game too. I'm ready to kick it off right now. My second personal pick for best bowl game to watch will come on Thursday, December 28th. That's the Alamo Bowl in San Antonio, featuring number 16, Oklahoma, at 10-2, against number 25, Arizona, at 9-3. Now, the Wildcats from the Pac-12 are on a six-game winning streak coming into the game. And you might remember, Oklahoma gave Texas their only loss of the season. My third best game to watch coming up, it's got a weird name, it's the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That's right, Thursday, December 28th, featuring number 24, North Carolina State, at 9-3, going up against number 32, Kansas State of the Big 12, at 8-4. Now, this Pop-Tart sweet matchup of the ACC versus Big 12 is likely to feature a lot of scoring to keep you awake and a very close game. My fourth best personal pick on which ones I'm going to watch over the bowl season will be the New Mexico Bowl on Saturday, December 16th, that's this weekend, between number 28 New Mexico State at 10-4 and number 34 Fresno State of the Mountain West at 8-4. Now, the Aggies of New Mexico State, their defense only allows 21 points a game, but Fresno comes in scoring about 30. Matchup of offense versus defense, but New Mexico is hosting the game, so you got to give the edge to New Mexico State here. And my fifth most likely to watch game of the bowl season is coming up in Fort Worth, Texas at the Armed Services Bowl on Saturday, December 23rd. It matches my number 8 team in the country, James Madison at 11-1, going up against number 37 Air Force at 8-4. The Dukes of James Madison got a break, and they're able to go bowling for the very first time. And they're going to meet the run-happy Air Force Falcons in Fort Worth. Should be a dandy game. And one special bonus, you might want to watch this game because We Hate the College Football Playoff Committee grudge match is going to be played in the Orange Bowl on Tuesday, January 1st, between my number 3 team, Florida State, at 13-0, going up against the SEC's number 7 ranked, in my survey, Georgia Bulldogs at 12-1. Now, if you go to my website at swampswamisports.com, you can view a list of every one of the 41 college football bowl games for your 2023 holiday viewing. So get your popcorn ready and the Visine too, because you'll need it. And enjoy all the bowl games this season. I'm Swamp Swami.